We're learning Masech the Shabbos, Daft and Dalalim and Days. We're going to go back to one Inyan on Daft and Dalalim and Aleph that we didn't get to do in the previous year. Which the Mishnah had said that you're allowed to take a lot of Gemalim, although you're not allowed to tie the Gemalim to each other, but you're allowed to take them all, take the ropes of all the Gemalim, put them all in your hand, but you can't wrap it around. So the Gemara says that the reason is you can't wrap it around, it's too much klayim. And the Gemara's maskon is to maklayim de chavolim. If you have one rope of wool and the other rope of linen, so bishatn is if you wrap the two ropes together. And the Gemara's akasha, that it says, tekef tkifa achas ein chibur. If you just wrap them together, that's a tkifa achas, it's like one stitch, that's not called a chibur. You need yachtav, it has to be a chibur yafa miskayim, like Rashi says. So the Gemara says, ein chanami means levachal yachrich v'yikshar. You can't wrap them together and make a knot. Shirashi says, Krichu kshira b'shtei tkifas, with two tkifas, which means that you need like a double knot in order for it to be shtei tkifas. The Marichai brings us from Ablezim Mimitz that you need two ksharim zel zeh, but the Marichai seem to learn Rashi that Krichu kshira hainu shtei tkifas. Krichu and kshira alone are shtei tkifas. The Big Dayash writes in the Marichai, meaning that you don't need two ksharim. The Krich and Kshir itself blime shtei tkifas. The Shneis Elio, in the last parak of Klayim, he quotes Rashi that it's kishtei tkifas. That Krich and Kshir is kishtei tkifas. That's how the Marichai was learning. The Beis Yosef is medayik that from the Rambam. The Beis Yosef in Simon Shin, he says that the Rambam says that kashim kulam nasa klayim also the karcha mal yaday, it's mashu just a kesher and the kricha alone are the shtei tkifas. But he learns Rashi not that way. He learns Rashi like the Re'im. That Rashi means that you need the shtei tkifas. And some the Bach l'mashal is mefakfik on his pshat in the Rambam. Halakabonim etz shaila, if the kricha and the kshira without two ksharim, that alone is called shtei tkifas. Well, no. You need the kriha kshir to be done by even that is two ksharim to make it to two kriha, to make it to tkifas. Now, as a shalvi paskin this way, because Rashi in the beginning, by klaim the chavolim, he says that this chavli tzem and chavli pishtem, the girl have a klaim the other miskamis mechazasin, uksav adavashen and miskavin asir. We had earlier in the Afkhavtesim of Bey, the din of merchik sus merchik adarkon, uvachli yiskavin, becham neachamo. And the Gemara there says it goes like Rav Shimon holds davashen and miskaven as mutter. So when you wear klayim and you're not mechaven for anas chimum, so mele it's mutter. So why in this Gemara would it be usher to take the ropes and wrap them around your hand and tie them? L'chay, you're just doing it to protect to make sure the gemalim don't run away. You're not doing it because of anas chimum. So Rashi says because you hold davashen and miskaven is usher. The Gaya Sheshri says lefizet. So we don't pass him like this Gemara. We pass him davashen and miskaven is mutter. So he'd be allowed to be kairich and to be kairich and kaisher. Now the Rif brings this Gemara, and the Ran on the Rif says that the Gemara only brought it, the Rif only brought it to explain the Mishnah. The Mishnah says of actually yichrich to know that understand this talking about an issa klayim, but emes and halacha we don't pass him like this Mishnah. This Mishnah goes like a Yehuda that davashen and miskaven is aser. When we pass it, like Shimon, Davashen, and Miskaven is mutter, and Memela, Ladidan, you lie to be Kairach and Kaisher. Hudin Rabbeinu Yeruchim also asked that for a Kasha on the Rosh, that the Rosh also brings, like the Rif, he brings this Gemara, and Rabbeinu Yeruchim asks on him, what's the Pshat? The Gemara only goes like the man, the Davashen, and Miskaven is Osir, what's we pass, and Davashen, and Miskaven is mutter. So come to us, Rashi, and the Gaya Sashri, and the Ran, and Rabbeinu Yeruchim all hold that we don't pass like this Gemara, because we hold that Davashen and Miskaven is Mutter, and the Rif and the Rosh bring it, but could be you could say like the Ran, that they're just explaining the Mishnah. But the Rambam, Perigud, from Hilchas Klayim, Lacha Chafal, if he brings this Gemara, even though we pass like he passes like Rav Shimon, that Davashen and Miskaven is Mutter. And the Tur, and Simon Shin, also brings this Gemara, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. The Shailas has a shtim. So the two Mahalchim, the Shulchan Gibarim on the Rif, says that this case is different because it's a psik ratio. It's a psik ratio that will be miskamim. If you wrap the ropes around the hand, it's vade going to be miskamim. And as they state in the Bach, in Simon Shin, and in the Shach, and they bring it from the Madani Melech, Kama Achreinim say that it's a psik resha. Now we spoke about this a little bit on Daf Chavtesim and Beis, that Tosfos over there says that the only case of Merchik Sis is Mutter is if it's not a psik resha. But there's a Ran, it's in Chulin in the 7th Perek, and it's also in Shabbos here, Perek Shmei Nishrotzim, that even when it's a psik resha, it's Mutter. Because when you're having a passive Hanah, when you're having a passive Hanah, and you're not being mechavim for it, there's no din of psik resha. We spoke there, the Chavetz Chaim, in Ilchos Hashner, Klal Vav, in the Be'er Ma'am Chaim, Eisi Dalet, in Nargah, he says, the Pshat in Taisus is, that Taisus is maskim, that if you're actually having Hanah, and you're not mechavim for it, it's also not Aser, there's no din of psik resha. What Taisus means, psik resha means, when you put on the Beged. When you put on the Beged, if there's a psik resha that you're going to have Hanah, so that's a Maisa, which would blame a Maisa Levisha, because that's not a passive Hanah, that's a Maisa, so that would be called a Hanah. So here also, if you're going to say psik resha, you're going to have to say that when you wrap when you first do the Maisa of wrapping it around your hand, there's a psik resha of Hanah, you're going to have Hanah. But that would be like Shitas Tosis, the Ran holds, that even my psik resha is mutter. Now it's the Ran L'shitas over here that says in the Rif that the Rif only said it to explain the Mishnah, but really we don't pass it that way because the Ran couldn't say it's a psik resha because the Ran holds even a psik resha is mutter. But the Beis Yosef says, he says in Simen Shin, that in Simen Shin Aleph he says another pshat. He says a teretz. In Simen Shin Aleph he says, famous Stephen the Rambam, that the Rambam paskins merchik sus merchim kedarkon, uvavachli iskavin, v'cham ne'echav v'kshav de'ekshav, there's a heter of davar she'enim iskavim v'merchik sus, and he paskins that way in Perek Yud, alocha tezayin, but in alocha yitches he says, l'yil b'sh adam klayim, afilu agabe yisar begon v'shem hane klum, afilu lignev v'semeches, they're not allowed to wear klayim, even if it's on top of 10 begodim, and even if you're just doing it as a tax shelter, and you're not having an oath from it. What happened to the heter of Merchik Sus? So the Kesef Mishnah says in the Beis Yosef that the Rambam holds that by halah, then you need hanah. If it's just halah, you're not wearing it, you're just putting it on you. You're just putting it on you. Beg a klaim shatnes leyala alecha. That is only when there's halah, which is dumi de levisha, which has hanah. Mashengi by levisha itself, like silver shatnes, that's even without hanah. Again, in Shnei Solio and Perek Tes of Mishnayos Klai Melacha Beis, also talks about it, and the Beis Halevi and other Achrayim speak about the Shita Sarambam, and then Yevamis a little bit, that's where it comes up a lot. The Rambam Shita is Levisha, doesn't need Anah. So Beis Yosef says his Teretz that the Kricha climbs the Levisha. So Kuf, there's two possible terutzim why we could paskin like this Gemara, even if the old Avashayna Meskavin is mutter. One is that it blives the psik resha, that's the teretz of Shilta Gemarim and the Shach and the Bach, and the other teretz is because Levisha doesn't need Anah, that's the teretz of the Beis Yosef. The Menchas Ariel brings the Chaim Knevsky and Derech Amunah, it's in Perek Tess of Klaim, the Sifkatan, the Tziunim, Sifkatan Kufayin Tess. He says, the Gain is the one that holds the Pshat in the Rambam is that Levisha doesn't need Anah. He agrees with the Beis Yosef. But the Gain on this, on Simen Shin, on this halacha, where the Shulchan Aruch brings this halacha, that you can't be Kairach and Kaisher, the Gain says, the Shach, that of course it's a Psik Resha. Why did the Gain say the Teretz of the Beis Yosef? Because Levisha. So Chaim Knievsky's Mitzanded, maybe the Gain held is not really called the Levisha. Sarachin, how to be magda, what's a levisha, what's a halah? The Beis Yosef saying that wrapping the ropes around your hand is a levisha, and Rav Chaim Knesset me medayik in the Gain that he didn't know that it was called a levisha, he held it was called a halah. But the Ramah, the Maisa holds its mutter, the Ramah brings the matirim, like we said, Rashi, the Agai Yisashri, the Ran, Rabbi Yeruchim, they all hold that the Maisa its mutter, the Stamina they hold the Stanip Sikresha, or they could hold like the Ran, in Chulin and in Shabbos, that a psik resha is mutter by Kalayim, and also there are more paskins that even a levisha is mutter when you're not mecham for anah. And now let's go weiter. The Mishnah goes into a lot of things which the animals cannot be yaitse, and Rashi says that most of them are because enough or asir l'siye, all these things are things the animal needs, or most of them in the Mishnah, but they're not disposable. So therefore, if it falls off the animal, you're likely to bring it home, and then there'll be a chash that you might carry it down Emes B'shus HaRabim. So one of the things in the Mishnah is the scharim can't go without gola shetachas al yishalahen. And the scharim are the rams, they have very big tails, and it could drag on the earth and become damaged. So they made a small wagon that the tail could drag on the wagon so it won't drag on the floor. And the issue, like Rashi says, is that maybe enough of us to see it. So I want to say of a very mechudadik arsameach on this din, that he says, Yerushalmi says a different time. Yerushalmi says the reason why the scharim can't go with agola shetachas al yishlan is because the agol is going to make a charitz in the ground, there'll be a problem of charesh. I guess if you hold like Reb Shimon, you'd have to say subsik resha, but there'll be a problem of charesh. And the Yerushalmi says a similar thing. The Yerushalmi asks a kasha by the balei shir that yaitzim b'shir, it should come out a problem of charesh, that when the animal makes holes in the ground, it's a problem of charesh. Now, no one learns that way in the Bavli. The Bavli doesn't say it. This Mashmah, the Bavli didn't know there was a problem of Chayrish. What's the Pshat in the Bavli? Why isn't there a problem of Chayrish? So the Gemara before, that when you drag a Mita Kisei and Safsal, you make a Chayritz, it's only Durabanan. Why is it Durabanan? Because it's Kalachayand. So here also, if the animal is being Chayrish with this Agola, this is not a plow, this is an Agola. It doesn't, it's not the Derech to do Chayrish with it, it's Kalachayand. So it's derabanan, and the klal is that only when an animal is doing something which is a malacha deraisa, then there's an issa deraisa to allow the animal to do it. But if the animal is doing something which is derabanan, as we were in the last parak, then there's no dinah shvisas behemtai on things that are derabanan. So the shaila, so what's pshat in the Yerushalmi? Why does Yerushalmi hold there is a problem of chayrish? And he asks another shaila, the chayrish is la yetzei ba'agola. Right? What about in the chatzir? In the chatz, it sounds like it's mutter. Like, let's say, the mardas of the chamor. They only can't go out with it, right? They could have it in the chatzir. They could have the zug, the chatzir. All these things are allowed to do in the chatzir. So if you're going to leave the zcharim in the reshus hayachid, in the chatzir, it would seem that you're allowed to have agola. But if it's al schayrish, so why isn't there a problem of making gumais even in a chatzir? What's the thing of layetzeh? So he says, "Amari dikasach kedarkei." Very much his eifin. That he says, the Rambam says like this. The Rambam says that what does the Torah mean, leisasim locha atam ubem techa? So the Rambam says it's in Perich Chaf Halacha Beis that leisasim locha atam techa means shliyachrish bo ikiyetsa becharisham v'nimsa lav shini lazersim zbezimain leikan olav. What the lav literally means is not to do a malacha together with the behemah. Like plowing, when you're plowing with the animal, that's mamish a malacha deraisa that the person is doing, al yidei his animal, and that's Mises Bezdin. And therefore, the Magen Mishnah learns that even if the animal does it alone, where there you don't have a Mises Bezdin, that's taka lav, and that lav is lav anit and lazarus Mises Bezdin. And you don't get malchus on it, because since you could be ayvidus lav ayidei with Mises Bezdin, ayidei plowing with the animal, so even if the animal plows itself, so then it's a lav shenidin, lazarus Mises Bezdin. So Kumdesi says that there's a bezunderid din shvises behema on charisha, because that's what it means, l'sas mocha atav hemtecha. It means charisha, if you do the malacha yourself with the behema, that's Mises Bezdin. When the behemoth does it alone, so then you have the lav. So that's what the Yerushalmi holds, that Charisha itself has a din that the behemoth can't do it. All the other malachas is just Shvises Behemta Laman Yenuach. There's no Shvises Behemta under Rabbanans. But Sheein Kein Charisha, even if the behemoth is doing on its own and it's only a lav, but there the pshat is, you're over that lav for the Charisha alone, so there you have the Rabbanans as well. And Mela Zakhtar Sameach, it wouldn't apply in a chatzir, because in a chatzir there's no charisha. When you dig a hole, if you dig a hole in the field, that's charisha. If you dig a hole in the house or in the chatzir, that's binyan. So for the behemah to do binyan, kalachayad, that's a derabbanan, you're not chayav in a behemah, because you don't do a binyan together with the behemah derech lo. But charish that's done with the behemah, and that's the lav of leisasim loch ativ emtecha, so who would do the behemah does it on its own, will be chayav even by derabbanans. Agav, at the end of the shtickle, he mentions the Makar Chaim. The Makar Chaim is a gayis, and the Sefer Makar Chaim from the Nesivos Nochas Pesach, at the end of it, there's a gayis on Shulchan Aruch. This is in Simen Reish Samach Vav, where Tumma Misha Hikshech, and his question was, what does a guy do? He's going with his wagon, and he didn't make it in time. Now, what's the Eitzah? Is there any Eitzah? You know, does he have to just leave his horse and his wagon in the fields? Is there any eitzah to take the horse and the wagon to home after it's already hichshich? So he clears to say that if you have two horses, maybe it's in of shnayim she'asu. It's in of shnayim she'asu. So just like they weren't gezer by behemoths, by their abundance, so maybe shnayim she'asu you could do. But Dar Sameach doesn't like it. He says it's not right, because he says that in the Mishkan, they did malacha with the behemoths, which Naim Shasu. They had the four bakar, that I mean the four agolim and the eight bakar that was given to the Bnei Merari to carry the krushim. So they did malacha. So that was the Avedus Halavim to do it with two animals. So there's no din of Naim Shasu with animals. As I tell you, Dar Sameach, I don't think it's mukhrich. The fact that the Makar Chaim is only saying it by Zei Yachol v'Zei Yachol. If either one could do it on his own, so then when they do it together, that's a Ptur of Shnayim Shasu. You could learn the Din by the Mishkan. It was Zei Yachol v'Zei Yachol. It was very heavy. It couldn't be done without all these animals. But the Makar Chaim himself says not to be Zei Mechanet, because he says that Shnayim Shasu is not a Ptur Shabbos. It's not Pshat, it's the Rabbanan. It's a Ptur Chatos. It's learned down from the parish of Chatas, Ba'aseisa. Shnayim Shasu is Pater, but it's not like it's a Dinder Abanan, that it's not a Malacha really, it's just a Shvus Der Abanan on Shabbos, so that wouldn't apply to Behema. When two people do something, there's a Pter Chatas on it. Can't be Chayiv when you didn't do it alone. That wouldn't apply to Behemoths. If you have two Behemoths doing it, there still would be an Isser Shabbos. That's what Makar Chaim himself says. Now one more interesting inyan. On the Mishnah it says, Parasa Sher Ablezer Ben Azariah Esyetzis Bertsua Sheben Kanea Shaloi Bertsain Chachamim. The Mishnah said that Ablezer Ben Azariah's cow went out Bertsua Sheben Kanea. The Gemara was bothered, what do you mean his cow? He only had one cow. It says that there were 12,000 cows, 12,000 calves that he would take from Meiser from his flock every single year. So apparently 120,000 cows are born in his flock every year. He had much more than one cow. So the Gemara says, it wasn't his cow, it was his neighbor's cow, and he wasn't Meich, it was Nikras Al-Shemai. So Taiz asks the Kasha, what's his Meisah Behema? So Gemara in Bechairis, it says that you're not allowed to take Meisah Behema, and they made a Takana because of Takala. Really, if someone, even after the Beis HaMikdash, would take Meisah Behema, it would be Kodesh. The only problem is, you wouldn't be able to bring it as a carbon because there's no Beis HaMikdash, but you should wait till it gets a mum. But the Gemara says, we don't want the Maisa Behem as a carbon to wait around till it gets a mum. Someone might use it, might eat it, might do a veda with it, so we don't do the Maisa Behem altogether. So that was the Takana after the Churban. So Ibazai must be that he gave the Maisa Behem Bezman Abayis, because after the Churban, you're no longer allowed to take Maisa Behema. Now, he doesn't have to take Maisa Behema until he's 13, until he's a gadol. He says, Mistoma ben yugel b'shona yikishi iser. So what's the pshat? Every year he did it. We know that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was a Nasi after the Churban Abayis, and he made several takonis, so he must have been a Nasi at least a year or two. And then Rabbi Gamliel was a Nasi for at least 2 years, perhaps three, because the Gemara says a whole story how Rabbi Gamliel was Mitzayir Reb Tzadik 1 year, and the next year he was bothered Rabbi Yeshua, and then the next year. So it must have been 2 or 3 years that he was a Nasi before Ablezer Ben Azariah became the Nasi. And Ablezer Ben Azariah became a Nasi, he was 18 years old. So if he was 18 years old when he became a Nasi, And Rabbi Yechem and Zakeh was already Nasi after the Churban for a year or two, and Rabbi Gamliel for 2 or 3 years. So he was at the most 14 or 15 at the Churban. So how many years did he have to give Meiser? So Taisus first teretz is, they didn't make the Takan immediately after the Churban. So the Meiser he had, from the time, we don't know exactly how long after the Churban they made the Takana, but until then, even though it was after the Churban, he used to take Meiser of his behemoth, and I guess wait till they get a mum. And the second teretz is that when he was a Katan, he also took Meiser. Why? Because his apotropos took Meiser when he was a Katan. And then Taisus brings the teretz from Rabbeinu Elchanan. It means taxes. It means the taxes that the king used to take. It wasn't really Meiser. Have a geshmak teretz from the Maral and the Gerarie that the Svasembas was mechaven. It was Meiser Ksafim. He gave it to Tzedakah. So a few haris. First, the Gilui Neshas quotes a Mishnah Lamelech in the beginning of Perek Vav Milchus Becheiris. The Mishnah Lamelech discusses that there's a shitas of Rabbeinu Chananel, which is brought in the Rishonim and Chulin. Taf Kuf Lam and Vav, the Rashba and the Ridva and the Ran, they all bring the shitas of Rabbeinu Chananel that a Kayan is potter from taking Meiser Behema. Now the emes is the Rambam in its Tshuvas Rambam in Peridar Simon and Ches was asked this shaila if a kain is mechuyev ma'aseh behem, and he says that they are, and he brought a few rais, and one of them was this gemara. Rabbi Zimun Azari was a kain, he was a siri le'ezra, he was a kain, and you see he had to take ma'aseh behem. So you see a kain has to take ma'aseh behem, and the Mishnah Melech brings this. The Rishonim in Chulin argue on Rabbi Nechananel. And the Mishnah Melech brings this Raya, he was mechavin to the Rambam in the Tshuva. Rabbi Kvega wants to say that according to Rabbeinu Elchanan, that says that they didn't take Meiser because it was after the Churban, it was taxes, so then avad that is no Raya, even a Kayim would have to pay taxes. He means to try to answer up Rabbeinu Chananel Shita, that he wouldn't be nistir from this Gemara if you're going to learn like Rabbeinu Elchanan that it was taxes, or if you'd learn like the Maral or the Sfas Emes that it was Meiser Ksafim. Another interesting Gemara I saw in the Sefer Minchas Ariel, he brings the Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Shin Samach, that says that a katan that's Muflas Samach Lish is Akdesha Hektish. If you have a katan that's 12 years old and he knows how to be Makdish, then it's Akdesha Hektish. The Gemara need in the 6th Perek, it's brought in the Rambam and Ochas the Darim Perek, Yad Aleph, Alach Adalad. But the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Samach says that that's only by Meiser that he does with this bepet, like a nether. So that you learn out from Ish Ki Afli, Mufu Samach Leish, even if he's not a gadol, but he's close, he could make a nether. Who then he can make Hektish? Now, Shein Kein, Meiser Behema, since he's not Mechuyiv in the Mitzvah's Meiser, so he's not Mekayim the Mitzvah's Meiser, so it wouldn't be Chal. The Mitzvah's, the Meiser Behema is not totally in Kedusha's Peh. It's a din when you do the mitzvah of Afreshes Meiser Behema, you count 9 behemoths and then you make the 10th one Meiser. That Meiser is a chalois, Meiser on the Behema. That can't be done by a katan who's not a bar mitzvah. And l'chayr, that's what Taisus means. Umestama ben yud gemoshana hayikisha iser. He doesn't say clearly it wouldn't be chal, but that's mestama what he means. The Minchas Ariel clears another svara why Meiser wouldn't work for a katan, because the Chaim Ezer and Chela Gimel Simen and Vav Nachi Ezer, and also the Risky Rav brings it in the notes in the Risky Rav Daf Mem Hei in Zvachim. He says if there's no chi of Meiser Behema, so it's not chal atziriv. It doesn't apply. It doesn't have a shame Meiser if there's no chi of. So a katan is not mechuyev. So bechlal doesn't pass Meiser Behema. There's no chi of. But the Minchas Ariel declares the Meiser Taisus Teretz of Apotropos, that sounds like he is Mechuyiv a Meiser. Maybe it's not a Chiyiv on the Gavra, it's a Chiyiv on the animals. Because otherwise, how would Apotropos give Meiser? It sounds like Be'etzim, there is a Tzirif of the Meiser, even though they belong to the Kata. Now, one other Nekuda in the Sugya is the Ridva here, which is printed new. Now, the Ridva says another Teretz, also similar maybe to Rabbeinu Chanan's Teretz or to the Maral, but the Ridva says that the Pshat was, even though he didn't actually take Meiser, so didn't get a Kedushas Karban, but he used to give a tenth of all his animals to a Kayin, so it shouldn't look like he's not doing the Matnas Kuna. Now, in this Ridva, Shteh the Gavaldig Chiddush, that Meiser Behema, his Nemion goes to a Kayin. The emissary of the Ridvan Bar Metzi already says it also. He throws it in the Avavim and Beis when he mentions about if a Safik Bechara gets into the Maisu and the Gemara says, Nimsa Paitim Amayna B'mayna Shal Kayin, the Ridvan mentions that if you take Maisu from the wrong thing, it's Gezel HaShevet. If you really owe Maisu and you don't give it, it's Gezel HaShevet. So ready to Marin Al Ghazi, in the beginning of Brachas, it's Eis Ches, in the first parak of Brachas, he says, there's no such thing. Maisa Behema does not go to a Kayin. Mufurish and Rashi in Chumash, at the end of Bechukaisai, parak of Zion, Pasuk Lamed Beis, that Maisa belongs to the Bailam. He brings it as a carbon, but he eats it. He eats the whole thing. He doesn't give any of it to the Kayin. Doesn't say anywhere that Maisa Behema goes to a Kayin. Rashi also says the same thing in Bechairis, Dafnun Gimlam and Aleph. He says, nowhere in the Pasuk does it say that it goes to the Kayin. Also the Rambam in Hilchas Becheiris, Perek Vav Alach Adalet, says very clearly that Maisa Behema goes to the Bailam. But here we have a Ridva that seems to say it goes to a Kayin. So the big arichas of this in Rabbi Yochum Fishel Perlau in his Sefer Mitzvah Serb Sadigayin Asim Pei Vav, because there Reb Sadie Gain doesn't say one way or the other, but in Reb Sadie Gain wrote the Tayag Mitzvahs on the Aseres Hadibris, and there he also writes that Maisa Rishon and Maisa Behema goes to the Kayin. Also, the Ibn Ezra says it at the end of Parshas Bechukaisai and in the Sefer Yosei Meira. And also, Reb Ruchem Fishel holds that the Rach holds that way, because if the Rach says that a Kayin is part of Maisa Behema, there's absolutely no reason to say that a Kayin is pata for Maisa Behema unless you hold that it goes to a Kayin. If the Maisa Behema doesn't go to a Kayin, there's absolutely no svara to say a Kayin should be pata. Where the Rach coming from? The only svara is that if it goes to a Kayin, so most of the times when you have Matnes Kuna, if they go to the Kayin, so the Kayin himself is pata. But sometimes you find that. Sometimes you find the Asi Mafrit Shreim Shaloi or something like that. So the Rach names on that even that it goes to a Kayin and his Pater. The Ridva in Chulin argues on the Rach, and he says that a Kayin is Chayiv, but you'll have to say from this Ridva here, that even though it goes to a Kayin, but somehow a Kayin is still Chayiv to give it to another Kayin. That would be a tremendous Chiddush. But the Maaser, Psaidi Gain pretty much says it clear in his Tayag Mitzvahs on Aseres Hadibris, and the Ridva says it pretty clear, both here and above Metziah. And the Ibn Ezra holds that way. And the Ruch official is saying the Rach, who says that a Kayin is Pater, Mestam also holds that way. But Rashi and the Rambam and Mefurish, it goes to the Bailam. The Ruch official Perel there is Marchiv Ma'in. He brings it often a Sifri that it doesn't go to a Kayin. The Sifri in Parshas Nasai, Ishas Kadesh of Leitia. He brings the psik, the zutra said it's mashma, does go to a kayin, but he brings kama v'kama rayis from many places in Shas that it doesn't go to the kayin, and he tries to hit me ash of them, he's ma'arich ma'id. I just saw one in Chisanta Svara, in the Gilyan of the first Taitzah, the first time this Ridva and Shabbos was put out, it was put out by Rav Zalman Reichman, with a guy called Zer Zohov. So he quotes Sir Bruchim Fischel, and he says himself a vart like this. He says there's a tariff from the Briskerov. The Briskerov said about Bechayr that there's two dinim that a Kayin has in a Bechayr. First of all, the Bechayr is a matnes kuna. There's a chiv to give a Bechayr to a Kayin. Even a Bechayr balmum goes to a Kayin. A Bechayr, you have to give a Bechayr to a Kayin. Like all matanis, like Zerail Chaim, the Kever, Resh, the Gaz, all these things are the matnes kuna. But second of all, there's a din mitzad the carbon. Mitzad the carbon, it's the chela kahanim of a carbon. Like when someone brings a chatas and an asham, a kayin gets the chaz of a sheik, that's mitzad the carbon. The kedusha's carbon is mechayiv, it's the chelik of the kahanim in the carbon. And the whole bukhar goes to the kayin. Saying, that's not by a shlomim, the chaz of a sheik goes to a kayin, by a chatas and asham, the mashal, the whole carbon goes to a kayin. But the chatas and asham is not be'etzim matnis kuna. It's just that the Kayin has a dim, it's on the kachim, it goes to the Kayin. It's the chelik of the Kayin. So Bechar is also that way. So Tainit, the Zerzov, Tainit Reb Zalman Reichman, the Magi and the Radva, that he would think, even if you say that Maisa Behema goes to a Kayin, it would only have the din of Matnes Kuna. That didn't matter as kuna. You'd have to give it to a kayin. But the carbon itself, that is no din kayin in the carbon. In the carbon itself, a ma'isa behema that's mefurish is nechel Yisrael. Yisrael could eat a ma'isa behema. There's no din be'etzim inside the carbon that it goes to a kayin. He says, but that's miyushiv most of his kashas. I don't see how. I say over to Svara, it is interesting to love this. He's probably right that on the tzad that it goes to a kain, it's b'chol not a din, the carbon that it goes to the kain, because other abba, the carbon really could be nechel to Yisraelim. It's probably stam a din, you have to give it to the kain, then the kain will bring it to mamela. It's his carbon, so he'll end up with the meat. They're just naming on, it's stam a matnis kuna, but mitzad etzim carbon, the carbon doesn't go to the kain. But the pashtus is, like Rashi and the Rambam, that there is b'chlal no dim matnis kuna by ma'aseh behemah.